Gengar Prime. Arceus. Rayquaza C-Level X. Aiden was in the back seat of the car, excitedly calling out names. What sounded like gibberish was my 9-year-old son preparing for his first Pokemon tournament. Pokemon were created as an Atari video game. Wildly successful, Pokemon evolved into movies, television, comic books, toys, trading cards, and a strategy game. Aiden fell in love with the colorful monsters on the cards. Then he learned to play the game. Having played against friends, Aiden wanted to test his skills against strangers. As a game, Pokemon falls somewhere between poker and Dungeons & Dragons. Playing a 60-card deck against a single opponent, winning requires magical creatures, strategic thinking, and luck. The tournament was held in a drafty warehouse full of card tables and folding chairs. 70 people milled about, trading Pokemon cards and playing pickup matches. The players were all ages, all races, 20% female. We stood in the registration line between an undersized 12-year-old girl sporting thick glasses and a muscular 28-year-old man with the brute presence of a boxer. Aiden was quiet and watchful, but during his first match, he blossomed. There he was, surrounded by people who loved what he loved. Truly geeky or imposingly buff, all that mattered in this room were your Pokemon and how you played them. Aiden had been carrying a world around inside his head. The Pokemon, their strengths and weaknesses, their histories and evolutions, were alive to him. This tournament was the first time I saw his world manifested as a shared vision. It was like I'd traveled to an exotic foreign country, and on arrival, I discovered my son was not only fluent in the local language, but was a sophisticated and sought-after conversationalist. We all have worlds inside our heads. Sometimes, we join others who share our visions and create universes. Burning Man, the Renaissance Fair, Giants Baseball, sometimes these universes are visible, but often they're hidden away in unexpected places. Now when I see a warehouse, I wonder what's behind the corrugated metal walls. Is it plumbing supplies or a land of enchantment, like Pokemon? With a perspective, I'm Evan Sagerman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.